Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, Conan.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sona, how are you?
Oh, hey, Yosef. Is your name Yosef? Or I was told it was Yosef.
Joseph, or Joseph, Joe, whatever you want to call me.
Okay, Sam. It's nice to meet you. I love your background. You took the background from my my pandemic Zoom shows. That is so crazy.
Because I'm at your home right now, yes.
I want to call my wife right now and say, Yosef is in the house with you. Get out! Where are you right now? You're in Egypt?
I'm from Egypt. So, yeah, a small city that you haven't heard about it before. My city. It's called Port Said.
Oh, Port Said. So I'm guessing it is on the water. Where is it located in Egypt?
Yeah, it's located like, I don't know, it's a 2-hour drive from Cairo. That's just on the Suez Canal.
It's near the Suez Canal. Okay. So you're on the water in Egypt.
Yeah, just right there. That's
very cool. Right, yeah. Well, I'm guessing you must be a fan or know of our show because you're using my background from my house to talk to me in Egypt.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
My name is Yosef, and I feel pleased to be Conan O'Brien's fan.
Oh, nice.
I always wanted to say.
Yosef, I like that. That's so nice. It's really, you know, it makes me very happy when people from around the world listen to our silliness. So that I'm honored. Yeah. I'm honored to have you as a fan. Tell me about yourself, Yosef. What do you do for a living? You live in, you say, Port Said, Egypt. And what do you do?
Well, actually, that's a very good pronunciation for it. Wow.
Well, I listened to you the first time and I copied it. Yeah. That's how I survive in the world. What do you do?
Well, I do many things. I work as a voiceover actor. I also work in marketing. I work in comedy. I work in translation, teaching.
Oh, my God.
I work as a tour guide.
So much to ask you about. First of all, you're a voiceover actor. Would you be willing to do my voice so that if people heard me or could watch the show in Egypt, you could do the translation?
Absolutely. It would be very weird, like, say, Katakai, as God made it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say I sent you a piece of my comedy or something. Would you be able to put your voice over it?
Well, I can give it a try for sure. That has been my motto my entire life. I can give it a try. So, yeah.
Why nice. Not? Okay. Yeah. I mean, here's my other question. Would you try to sound like me or would you sound different?
The accent would be very different because as you can see, like my accent is very Egyptian than your accent. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't
but
know.
Yeah, I'll try to sound like you.
Okay. Would you try and sound like me or would, because you've got a very nice low voice. Would you give me a lower voice? Because I wouldn't mind that.
I can go lower as you want. I can go very low.
It's the second time today I've heard that. So it's a filthy joke. Please. I don't want to get you in trouble. Let me try and get the story straight here. You live in Egypt near the Suez Canal, Port Said, and you're a voiceover artist, which means you are in the habit of putting your voice over what? Cartoons? Have you done cartoons?
Anything. Mostly books.
Books.
Mostly books.
Oh, I see. So, you do books on tape, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mostly books, but I do cartoon, I do comedy show, I do like whatever actually pays me money, I do it. I would do the hell out of it. Yes.
Can I say something? You're a cheerful Charlie. I'll say that about you.
So what happens is I work with comedians. Yep. I never do shows myself because I'm too afraid, honestly. So I write their jokes and write their skits and everything. And they say the jokes, they say everything. Like, they can take their applause. I don't care. I just care about, like, pay me and I will be all right. That's it, you know?
Wow. Okay. As long as you get paid, you'll do anything, right?
Absolutely.
Because there's someone in Egypt I want murdered. Okay, will you do it?
Consider it done. Yeah.
Oh my God!
That's
right. You're such a chipper, amiable assassin. I love it.
But I like writing more. I don't really like perform because I'm very shy.
Yeah, you're, I can tell.
I don't know how to speak.
Yeah, it's really hard to get you out of your shell, Yosef.
Exactly.
I can't shut you up. Frankly, you're a babbling brook. Youssef, so you don't, do you ever go to Cairo? I've always wanted to go to Cairo. I've never been there. Tell me about Cairo.
I hate it very much.
What are you talking about?
Terrible city.
My dream has been to visit Cairo and you hate it?
How
long does it take you to get to Cairo if you're driving from Port Said? How long does it take?
Two nightmares.
Oh my God.
What
is so bad about Cairo? What's so bad about Cairo?
It has everything I hate about life in general. Yeah, so that's Cairo for me. That's a lot of people, and all of them are running. And I don't know why they are running. Like, I was just like, why? Why are you running? And I always go to, like, the metro station, and people are shoving each other. Get out of my way.
In America, we call that Manhattan. You know, that's what we have Manhattan, yes, where we all go. Exactly. We've all agreed, let's meet there and shove each other and be in a hurry.
I'm a chill. I would live like in Montebello, not in Manhattan.
Oh my God! Incredible. Deep cuts
left and right. Losing fans by the second. Listen, there'll be a meeting after this is over. Listen.
Just say to come on.
What's that?
I honestly don't care if it's saved or not.
Oh, could you do me a favor? Could you look in the camera, if you don't mind? Yeah, look straight ahead. Were you watching another television show while you were talking to me? Is that what you're doing?
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's terrific.
Let's just call it a TV show.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. It's a very nice, polite word for pornography. Now, let me ask you something, Youssef. And if it's not too personal, you can tell me, but are you Muslim? What is your religious affiliation?
And I'm Christian.
You're Christian?
So,
okay. That would put you in the minority, would it not, in Egypt?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Egypt is a very religious country. Like, with either you are, like, Muslim or Christian, you are religious. You are born and raised religious.
Yeah,
but if you are Christian, that adds layers on it. And to me, honestly, because again, I love comedy, so I always like look at the fun part of it. So yeah, it has been, I don't know, let's say oddly funny.
It's a little difficult to be. Is there a prejudice against you sometimes because you're Christian? Or I bet that's not always true. I bet you probably know plenty of people of the Muslim faith who accept that you're Christian, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But let's call it microaggression. Like, you would get someone say, hey, after meeting you, and say, wow, man, you're a very good person, despite being Christian. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To be fair, I get that too. Youssef, constantly people saying, you seem okay despite the fact that you're Christian.
Exactly. Yeah. So you always get like things like that, which kind of, I don't know, like you adapt to it. Because my name is very Muslim. Like my Arabic name, which is Youssef, is very Muslim. So it's actually like, it can be Muslim and it can be Christian, but many, Rami Youssef, for example, I think he has been on your show. Yes. Rami Youssef.
Yes, he has been on the
show. So he's Muslim and of course he's Youssef as well. So yeah, my name is very Muslim. So people assume that I'm Muslim once they ask about my name. Mm-hmm. So that always like, let's speak about these Christians. And I say, let's, you know.
Got it.
So yeah, exactly. So I play along like all day long, baby. All day long. I never stop. Like,
wait a minute, you play along, you pretend to be Muslim? Is that what you do?
Absolutely. It's actually my favorite hobby in the whole world. You know,
that's funny. That's so funny. I like mountain biking and you like pretending to be Muslim. I guess we each have our thing that we do. You know, I tried your hobby for a bit. No one was buying it.
No, I don't think they'll buy it. Yeah. Not with this video, I'm sorry.
Tell me what, you know, I've never been to Egypt and I'm just curious. You must have observations about Egyptian people that you could share with us because you write comedy. Tell us, you know, describe, you know, Egyptian people for me. What are the things about them that you find kind of fun?
Well, Egyptians, and again, I'm not going to say all Egyptians because
we have generalizations that we make. That's a lot of comedy is, oh my God. And so I'm just curious, as an Egyptian living there, if you're thinking of comedy, what are your observations?
Yeah, I'm going to get so much hate in the comment section, you know, the internet warriors are going after me.
I never read the comment section. It's kept me alive. 30 years in the business.
So, yeah, it's just like, and I'm included. I'm not like excluding myself or anything. We always say like, we know it, like we can do it. It's fine. Like we never say, no, we don't know. We'll say, yeah, we know it. Like we can do it.
Oh, so
I think that's how we survived.
So, if I were to say to you, if I bumped into you on the street and said, hey, I need someone who can help me fly in a helicopter. I need
let's
to,
go
and you would just say, let's go, I got it?
Immediately, without any hesitation. Like, I wouldn't even think about this. Let's go. Let's fly.
So I should be very...
I'd actually call two of my cousins, you know, to fly to them, you know?
That makes me wonder if I'm on an airplane flight in Egypt, who's in the cockpit? It might be some guy who just said, I got this, I got it, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely, I got it, you know, absolutely, absolutely. We all got it, you know, like, I drove a car without knowing how to drive.
Yusuf, I hate to tell you, that's half the people in Boston. Just so you know. So you just got in a car. You didn't have a license or anything. You just started driving.
I didn't have anything. I was like 14 years old, and I got in a car, and I said to my friend, I told me, you drive. And of course, I didn't learn how to drive, but I didn't tell him that I didn't learn how to drive. And I said, okay, just tell me how this car works, because it's my first time on this car. I said, just do this one. And boom, and we bumped into a tree straight away, 2 minutes later. So yeah, that was
the first thing you did was
but
hit.
I drove it for 2 minutes.
Well, hey, your accomplishment was you went 2 whole minutes without hitting a tree. So I think for your
yeah,
first
time.
Yeah,
we're going towards it, so yeah. But yeah.
And then did all of your Muslim friends say, that's a Christian for you.
That's a Christian for you.
2 minutes, his first time behind the wheel, and he hits a tree.
Absolutely, that's a Christian for you. But my friend was Christian as well, so I didn't think he had this privilege.
Yusuf, do me a favor, if you could, if you were to dub my voice so that the Egyptian people could enjoy me, can you tell me how you would try and sound? First
very
of all,
good. You can actually. Do you want to speak in Arabic or in English?
I think in Arabic I think Arabic would be good.
Absolutely.
And just say hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Conan O'Brien. Welcome to the podcast. That kind of thing.
Yeah, but give me your best. Like, give me something hard. Yeah, don't go easy on me.
What are you talking about? Give me something hard. What are you talking
don't
about?
Just say hi. My name is Conan O'Brien. No, no,
so
like,
today
give
you
me
said,
one
I'll
of
go
your
as
voices.
Low as you want and give me something hard. Those are the two things you've come up with today so far. You filthy, filthy man.
And remember, I am watching another show.
Yeah, I know. I'm trusting. I can tell. So, all right. I'll say, hey, everybody. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Marhaba, it's me, Conan. And marhaba bikum fi Conan Needs a Friend. Marhaba bikum fi Conan Nihtaj ila Sadiq.
Oh, this is okay. And I'm here with my friend Sona, of course.
Ana hina ma Sona.
Who, of course, is my assistant, but she's never done any work. I love this.
That's cool.
And I love the way you go after Sona. Say,
Say,
hey, say, I bet right now Sona's high on gummies, because that's the Sona I know.
أراهن الآن أن سونا تتعاطى المخدرات لأن هذه هي طريقة سونا في العمل في الحقيقة هي لا تعمل إطلاقا.
Oh my God!
What? That was so long.
Yusuf, what how dare you?
Yusuf, what I said was so short, and you just went to town. Is the word gummy like seven syllables? What the hell was that?
How dare you?
That's Arabic for you.
Yeah. And just say, it's tough for me, Conan, because I'm a genius. And I'm saddled with people around me who drag me down constantly, but I always persevere.
من الصعب علي كوني كونان وبالطبع أنا شخص عبقري وأجد نفسي دائما محطم بأشخاص يدفعونني دائما للأسفل.
Wow. I'm you know what? I'm a huge fan of our podcast if it's in Arabic.
I didn't understand a word he said, but I could still sense the bullshit that was coming from it. Just
hey,
utter nonsense.
Yusuf, what if I'm just going to give you one direction. Try one where you just introduce the podcast and hi, I'm Conan O'Brien, but try to match what my voice sounds like as best you can, but still speak in Arabic. Can you try that? Five.
On which episode?
Four.
You know, some episodes you try very hard. Or
no,
some
no, just do this. Do the standard Conan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
مرحبًا. اسمي كونان. وأنا هنا معكم في برنامج كونان يحتاج إلى صديق.
Yes. Wait, what? Was that me?
Yeah, that is you.
How is
like
it?
Like some of the episodes, you're like, hello.
Some of the episodes. Welcome. Yeah.
Okay, hey, Eduardo over here is laughing. Eduardo, shut up.
That was spot on.
That was very
good. That was pretty spot on, yeah.
That was very good. So you had my, that's me trying to be professional. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, man.
I can go low, but I can't go high. Like, you have a very high pitch. I can never reach it. Ever. But I can go very, very low. So it's actually a compliment. You know?
I don't think it's high pitched. I think it's called, Yusuf, it's called an Irish tenor. And for you to say it's high pitched is insulting to me.
No, I have some Irish friends and believe me, I have a high pitch. It's okay. You did fine for yourself, you know. I've been working for like 30 years in comedy. So
you're doing fine.
Take it easy.
It's okay, I'm sorry I snapped at you for saying I had a high pitched voice. I think we should sing an Irish lullaby now. Can you do an Irish lullaby in Arabic? Could you do that?
Why not? Let's go. I'll give you the first part.
I'll give you the first part. As a young boy in Killarney.
Kataflun Sahir fi Killangri.
So many years ago.
Ablawa min adida madat.
Me mom would sing this lullaby.
Ummi kanat tughanni li hadhihi tanhida.
In tunes so sweet and low.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. You lost me there. I need some subtitles right now.
I love my new Arabic Irish lullaby. This is fantastic. I'm very happy. You know what? We're going to record this and we're going to get this on the top of the charts, okay?
I doubt it, but okay.
Well, at least you were honest.
Highly doubt it.
At least you were honest with me, Yusuf. It was very nice talking to you.
It was.
Yusuf, it was really nice talking to you. You're a funny guy, and I'm happy to know that you're out there listening to us. And
thank you.
It's nice to have.
Honestly, I just want to say you really like helped me in 2020, 2021, 2023. I honestly listened to some episodes to sleep. You know, so,
yes.
Again, no offense. No offense.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. If I put you to sleep every night, that's kind of what I'm. No, that's not what I'm here to do, frankly. I'm glad that we've had a lot of people that said that during the pandemic they enjoyed listening.
Absolutely.
That makes me happy.
Absolutely.
It makes me very happy. Well, I hope our paths cross someday, Yusuf. I really like you, and I'm glad that you're my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Glad to meet you.
Take care.
Thanks,
and be well.
Bye, Yusuf.
Bye, Yusuf.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.